Hey, where's anyone?
It's a cryonics freeze.
Well, I'll bet my grandma's rocking chair Doc Terrett loved to play with that gadget. The doctor couldn't come in person, so he sent his goon squad, including his head goon.
Power extreme!
I'll get the Admiral.
Like maybe now.
Mr. Nasty isn't kidding, is he?
Seems like that fella's got us between a rock and a hard place.
So does a bear trap. Before it sprung. I don't need crystal. When we get out of here, I'm gonna tear that bunch apart with my bare hands.
What are you doing?
Let's blow this place.
Cool it, lady. Not a sound.
This is where it hits the fan. You bought it, dum-dum.
Back! Doctor is getting away!
Plasma repulsors, fire!
That's the wrong way.
We have the cryogenic ray. Blue sky never looked so good. In celebration of Doc Terra's defeat, chili, just like my pappy used to make. You ain't tasted nothing hotter.
How about you, Shadow?
What's going on? Stay, Shadow.
Terra's the one who'll need luck. Next stop, Australia.
Power extreme!
You gotta pedal harder than that to keep up with me.
Well, it's pretty impressive. Well, doesn't it get a little cramped sometimes? Well, I always wondered where the Centurion's assault weapon systems were manufactured. Now I know. Don't you worry about Doc Terror attacking you?
I guess not.
What's that over there?
Can he talk?
What's wrong?
Are you okay?
How bad is it?
Life here sure isn't dull.
What's that?
You're right. But it goes against the grain to hide.
Centurion, land to Skyvault. Do you copy?
No good. It must have been damaged when the wave hit.
Sharks outside, cyborgs inside. I'm getting tired of hiding. I say we do something.
Hey, that's it! My pet can't bring help, but yours can. Come on!
Hey!
Teach you to shoot at my dog.
Great. Now that I've got your attention, listen up. Here's the plan.
Not a chance, fish face.
Hey!
Hacker! Fancy seeing you here.
You okay, boy?
Now I'm mad.
Hold it, Hacker.
Shadow, disarm.
Good boy.
Had enough?
Yeah. I just missed a very hot bath. Hacker got away. I'll channel the city's electrical power to the external hull. We'll shock it into letting go.
One king-sized dish of calamari coming up.
Hit me with the detonator, Crystal. Power extreme!
Things are getting a little tight.
Yeah, him and me got a few things to talk about.
Yeah, you help too, boy.
Which reminds me, isn't it time for your bath?
Well, it's certainly big. You could stuff a dozen sky vaults in there.
That's incredible.
Computer says the interior of the comet has a breathable atmosphere.
What's going on?
Power extreme!
This reminds me of an old science fiction movie. These tunnels seem to circle the main chamber. I don't think I'm getting anywhere. You trying to tell me something's in here? Don't worry about me. I'm always...
That last step was a dilly. This place is plumb weird. I read you loud and clear. I just found the basement. Now follow my homing beam. I've had the funniest feeling ever since we got here that we aren't alone. I'll take it from here, flyboy. So do I. A couple of repulsor rays ought to teach him who's boss. Now I'm mad. I don't have wings to glide, but I do have my repulsors to slow me down. That thing absorbs energy. It feeds on the power in our assault weapon systems. The question is, now that we've got it, how do we get rid of it? Crystal, hook me up with the detonator. Power Extreme! How about a quick freeze to put on your fire? That door won't hold him for long. Okay, but I'm running on reserve power now. You better figure out how to get rid of that thing fast. Our boys found a way to hook into the main power system. It's all quiet here. Too quiet. Well, don't get in my line of fire or you'll be a snowman. You got any idea what we're gonna do when we find that thing? So you figure on putting it on overload. It's getting bigger. You've got quite a kick, but so does this old boy. There's nothing outside but space. Max! It seems Doc Terra isn't the only evil in the universe. Are you kidding me, Max? Those look to me like the bones of some long-gone Texas horny toad. Not counting Doc Terra and his cyborg freakos, right? But honest to my granny, I'd like to see one of those creeps in the flesh. Well, I guess we'll never know for sure. So let's end the science lesson and hit the trail, huh? Come on, Shadow. Shadow! Hey, you goofy dog, now get away from that. Boy, it's a good thing that dinosaur longhorn didn't come apart. Because I'd even have a tough time putting it back together again. Okay, Crystal, you saddle up Ace and me. Now we'll go have a look-see. But I'm sorry, partner, but you're going to have to stay here and hold the fort with Max while we're gone. And there's what's causing all the rushing. And it's got Doc Terror written all over it. You won't be seeing this one for long if I can help it. Got to divert its attention. Ace! You crummy, overgrown swamp lizard! Must have offended him with that swamp lizard crack. This one will offend him even more. Looks like this is it. Whoa! Easy for you to say. Pretty clever for a flyboy. Well, let's make sure he stays there. That corral ought to hold the thing, at least till we figure out what to do with it. And that's where he brought it up. Looks almost as deep as a Texas oil well. That's not the half of it. It's some kind of prehistoric world where the museum exhibits must have come alive. Right now, I'm more interested in finding Doc Terra. Watch it! An animal trap. The oldest trick. And we fell for it.
Yes. You're making me sleepy.
Oh, on my granddaddy's long johns. Ace! Ace! Wake up! Well, I guess the smart creatures here turned out to be reptiles. Hey! Except for that one warrior. They're all women and kids. Howling coyotes. He thinks we're in cahoots with Terror. What in Sam Hill's he doing?
We often think of the desert as a place devoid of life. But many plants live here, like the American cacti. They have learned to endure the arid conditions. Animals, insects, and reptiles, such as the sidewinder snake, also call the desert home. The kangaroo rat has learned to survive without ever taking a drink of water, getting enough liquids from the seeds he eats. We humans are the least adaptable to this harsh climate. But even here, nomadic tribes have lived for centuries. And with the advent of modern technology, we will someday turn this dry land into a garden.